Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Edwards, Sister, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, May 6, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Sister Edwards, your letter in reference to your coming to Currumbong is received, but the £10 you called for could not be sent because we had it not. We have to draw from Echo Office. In regard to furnishing two rooms, we could not see how this could be done. There is a hotel where the school was first started in Currumbong. It is quite a little distance from the ground, but good rooms can be had cheap in this building. They have no young children, only one girl who takes care of the family in doing their housework. They are Catholics, but do not disturb anyone with their doctrines, and they do not care to be disturbed with our ideas and doctrines. We have just learned of another building, the convent which Willie White occupied so long, which is for rent. There are rooms you could obtain in this building for the present. I just heard of this yesterday. Both of these openings are at some little distance from the school. It would be much better if you could be right on the ground. When the main school building is erected, then there will be rooms for those who come. The convent may be rented very low, and two rooms would not cost you 4 shillings. Others could come in and share the building. I think Sister Colcord and her children may wish rooms in the convent, and then you would have company. In regard to steady employment for yourself, we dare not say, because we do not know. There is always need of work being done in a school, and yet at present we see not what you could rely upon, because we have to give the students work in different lines. If you can now come and this is your choice, we can send the means, for I will draw from Echo Office and loan it to the school.